This is the first unit in the professionalism component. In this lecture, we will be learning about customer service in healthcare information technology. We will define customer service and identify healthcare customers and what they expect in terms of service. What is customer service? Before we define customer service, let's look at the two words separately. According to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, a customer means a purchaser of a commodity or service. The word service is defined as the work performed by someone that serves, as in, gosh, that waiter gave us great service. The term customer service has a very broad definition. For the purpose of this presentation, we'll use one from Entrepreneur's Online Magazine. That definition is as follows. Customer service is the degree of assistance and courtesy granted to those who patronize a business. Now let's focus on one word of the definition from the previous slide. Note that the definition from Entrepreneur Magazine mentions the degree of assistance and courtesy granted to those who patronize a business. So, as customers, we can have a good experience, which means as a customer or patron, we were left very happy or satisfied with our experience. Alternatively, our experience can be adequate, meaning the courtesy or assistance provided to us was neither good nor bad, it was just average. Our needs were met, but we were not left with a memorable or favorable experience. Finally, and unfortunately, customer service can be just plain bad. There is no doubt that everyone reading these slides has had a bad customer service experience, and it probably still makes you seethe to remember how poorly you were treated. To a business owner, the repercussions of poor customer service may mean loss of profit or market share. If you satisfy a customer from the beginning, you save time and money versus trying to alter the discontented customer's attitude after the bad experience. During this presentation, we're going to concentrate on what constitutes good customer service in the healthcare IT arena. In the healthcare arena, we strive to create a service culture. For the most part, healthcare IT professionals provide a service. There is an overarching service mission and support for a given set of systems and applications that are purchased, implemented, integrated, or maintained. In addition, healthcare IT professionals can be customers themselves when they deal with vendors who supply products and services associated with the systems installed. From the perspective of internal customers of healthcare IT output can be considered a blending of tangible and service components. These are just two ways to categorize output. For example, the dreaded statement that the system is down can conjure up hardware and software failures, as well as the failure to meet the customer's needs. One can physically touch the hardware, but the same cannot be said for the service aspect. All of which brings us to the question, who are healthcare IT customers? In healthcare, defining what constitutes good customer services is somewhat difficult because it seems everyone is a customer. Let's move back to our definition of customer service. It implies that there is a customer or someone who is consuming a service. Consumers of healthcare IT services are many and varied. Let's take a look at a few now. A hospital can be a customer of IT because most of them now have enterprise-wide information systems, as well as systems for different departments. For example, a hospital could have a laboratory or a radiology or a pharmacy system that the entire hospital uses to make decisions about its patients. Likewise, hospitals are dependent on communication technology, like email and wireless technology, to help them run. A physician clinic is similar to a hospital in that its employees depend on information technology to facilitate its many day-to-day processes, like producing a day's worth of bills, automatic and electronic querying of insurance eligibility, and scheduling patients for the day. Some clinics may even have their own website or portal where patients can enter their insurance information and health history prior to coming to the clinic for their visit. A more obvious customer or consumer of healthcare IT would be physicians and nurses, who for this presentation will be called clinicians. Clinicians are the key customers for most of the activity happening under the Meaningful Use Incentives of the ARA High Tech Act. They are the primary consumer for the EHRs that are being implemented all across the country. While meaningful use incentives are primarily aimed at physicians, physicians make many of their patient care-related decisions based on the work of the staff that supports them. These staff may include health information management or HIM professionals, or ancillary service providers like lab and radiology professionals. All of these staff people produce information that is extremely helpful to clinicians. These staff are considered healthcare IT customers because they'll be directly affected by EHR implementations. Their workflow may change, or they may even be secondary users of an EHR. And finally, patients and the general public are healthcare information technology customers. They can be considered indirect and direct consumers of healthcare IT. We mentioned earlier that some physician practices have a patient portal where patients may see relevant portions of their health records, like immunization and medication schedules or future or past appointments. The entire notion of patients being consumers is relatively new, but new social media technologies make it very easy for patients to share or rate their perceived level of customer service from a physician or hospital. This is how a patient may be a direct consumer. Indirectly, patients are benefiting from the growth of EHRs because it is the data that are contained within them that allows things like patient portals to exist. In the healthcare arena, it is important to ask what customers want. The answer, of course, depends on the customers, and each will expect something slightly different. A clinical end user, for example, expects to be fully engaged in the decision-making process. Any consultant, vendor, or other external or temporary staff will need to consider their needs as direct caregivers when scheduling meetings. Remember, our customers are the physicians and nurses who will use the system. To the clinical end user, their customers are the patients, and their patients have needs that sometimes mean life or death. While we may be frustrated that one of our project meetings keeps getting rescheduled, we must remember that we are in a service industry sometimes driven by unpredictable customer demands. Members of the hospital administration, likewise, will be concerned about their customers, the patient community. Their customers must not be adversely affected by a system implementation. One small problem in the billing process could create havoc if it reaches the actual patient community. As we've mentioned before, the costs of rectifying a mistake can spiral out of control for administration. Physicians can be your greatest allies or your biggest detractors in the successful implementation of many products or services. One of the most important components associated with physician satisfaction is clinical autonomy. Clinical autonomy refers to the course of treatment, tests ordered, and medications, all based on the individual physician's own way of treating patients. Depending on which system is being implemented, clinical autonomy can be eroded with IT systems that suggest different ways to do things. Recently, an appropriate strategy to avoid physician dissatisfaction has been to have physician representation in a leadership position in the healthcare IT department. This position is referred to as a Chief Medical Information Officer and is a fairly new position. Similar to physicians, nurses are very focused on the clinical needs of their patients. A nurse's job in the hospital setting is to spend time at their patients' bedsides, taking care of their needs. A nurse does not want to use technology, new or existing, that will take the focus off patient care and put it on technology. Nurses, therefore, will lean toward technology that enables a smoother workflow or cuts out unnecessary or repetitive documentation steps in their daily work lives. During an EHR implementation, nursing input is crucial in the decision-making process, since they hold the answers to so many workflow processes. What do administrators want? Administrators usually have to make decisions on retrospective data, and a lot of the data may not be completely accurate. As healthcare IT customers, administrators want systems that provide accurate and timely access to clinical, financial, and administrative information about their hospital or practice. As consumers, they need a system that enables this and is easy to use. Like caregivers, administrators have an enormous job outside of tinkering with and deciphering technology. They need straight answers about a system's capabilities without having to translate a lot of technical jargon. The selling of the system to an administrator extends well into the implementation phase and doesn't just end when the contract is signed. Indeed, if you are a temporary implementation specialist or consultant, you will be selling the system's benefits well past the go-live. Staff members also need a system that supports their work processes. Workflow issues will be common among EHR system implementations because they involve not only the system that the nurse and physician uses, but the systems connected to it as well. Meaning, some things will change for staff that may be external to the EHR. For example, persons who work in the HIM department, the billing office, or the people who schedule appointments for patients. The staff then will also need to figure in on the decision-making process. They want to be heard and understood during the planning phase, not when the implementation of the new system begins, or worse, after the system has gone live. Strangely enough, patients are not typically considered in the list of stakeholder wants and needs during a system implementation or conversion. Because they're not the primary or even secondary user of the new EHR system, they are overlooked. However, patients are the reason we're all in healthcare. Really, in any healthcare setting, patients' needs should be at the top of the list. A system go live may mean delays in services that used to take only a short period of time. To an end user of a system, this is to be expected. To a patient waiting on a pain medication, however, this can be agonizing. As customers of our healthcare services, our patients' needs should always be paramount.